Mm-hmm. We had 10 sides on it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we put boards across it to sit on. And mm-hmm. we'd get in there with our oars and oar up and down the river for miles at a time mm-hmm. and fish.
Well, that's work.
A lot of work there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you tie these things up?
Where did we? Mm-hmm. We'd come back in as close to our home as we could and have a tree up here with a log chain. Mm-hmm. We'd chain it to it and put a padlock on it mm-hmm. to keep some guy from taking it off at night. Yeah.
Did you ever build one of those things out in the water that you could walk out on?
I've seen a lot of them. I never built one, but and nearly every place they use for kids to play, they'd have those diving boards out over mm-hmm. the water, you know. And we didn't do a lot of it in this country because we didn't have it mm-hmm. in very many places. Now, of course, in all the modern towns, they have them now, you know, in their bathing pools, mm-hmm. swimming pools. But those swimming pools are unknown when I was a boy.
Did they have creek beds around here that were dry most of the time? And then
That is dry, you say, most of them? Yeah. A whole lot of them.
What do you call those? Anything special?
Not that I know of. We call them dry creeks. Uh-huh. When they're dry and then it goes rain, they just flow like the dickens for a few weeks or months, and they dry up.
How about soil? It's good and rich and sort of sandy.
How about the...
Any special word for that?
For what now?
Soil that's quite rich and a little sandy.
Yeah. We have a sandy loam.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. And the people right east of us in the Caddo County, that's 20 miles east of here, mm-hmm. they've been raised down that sandy loam, that loose land, you know. Mm-hmm. And they raise their fruit, their vegetables. When out here, our tight land, you know, was burned up for the morning rain. They flat don't see how we live out here. They're raised down that sand, you see. They say, how in the world do you fellas live out there on that tight land? Well, what happens? Out here, we'll plant 100 acres of wheat and make 4 or 5 times as much as they'll ever make over there.
Yeah, and have it off when it gets hard.
Yeah, but now when we have a failure, we hope we have enough to get through that drought of year. Well, then they make something every year, but they never make a lot. I'm uh-huh. talking about in old days now.
Yeah.
Now under irrigation and modern methods, they make everything. Uh-huh. But they don't have those broad fields like we do out here. They don't. In other words, Washita County, the one you're in now, is the second or third, I believe the second most productive Ooh. In the state of Oklahoma.
My goodness.
That's its history.
And this settled rather slowly too, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, just about 60 years ago. Hmm. See, this was Cheyenne Rep Hill mm-hmm. opening. Mm-hmm. You read about Oklahoma history. Mm-hmm. Opened in 1892.
People didn't know that they wanted to settle here. Didn't think much of the soil, did they?
Well, people came in here, and of course, they're all poor people.
Yeah.
And they'd get discouraged, and they'd just get up and pull out and just leave. Mm-hmm. Just leave this land here for somebody else to come to get you. And now then, any of these good level quarters out here selling from $30,000 to $40,000. That's 160 acres. Any of them.
Goodness.
They have land auctions now. And some fellow decides to sell out, and sell at a public auction. He'll advertise his sale, and he'll say, I'm going to sell 160 acres of land. And if it's anything like level and fertile, it'll bring from $30,000 to $40,000. Each 160 acres. And 60 years ago was considered worthless.
Yeah, and it'll be worth more.
It'll be worth, as population increases.
Yeah.
You have to have, if you have more people, your land's got to go mm-hmm. up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like money in the bank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The fellow that bought land or acquired it anyway could get it back down and held on to it. Mm-hmm. He just become independent of the rich, you see, because the increase in value.
Boy, that sure happened in the 30s, didn't it?
Yeah, sure did.
People going broke.